Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast. This is Ashley Selman, owner of Evolution Trainers, and I'm here today with Sean Arnold. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have Sean here today. We're going to be talking about a fun topic, how to spice up your training program with boxing. Sean's been a trainer for over 15 years now, but he's been a boxer or been involved in boxing for over 20 years. He was a rescue swimmer in the Navy, which I'm sure he has some good stories about. And he's been a trainer at Evolution for over 10 years now. So, Sean, give us a little bit of background. How did you first get into boxing yourself?
Well, you mentioned that I was in the Navy as a rescue swimmer, and that's where I started my quote-unquote boxing career. It was great. It was just me and a couple buddies from the barracks started to get into boxing. It wasn't anything formal or anything like that. We just threw on some gloves and started to train. But it's not like we were fighting or anything. We were just doing some training, thought it would be fun. I did that for about 5 years when I was in the Navy. I took a little break when I was in college because I was busy with other athletics and in the athletic training room doing my thing there.
Nice.
But I started back up after I finished school. I moved back to the Bay Area, joined a couple boxing gyms, and I really loved it. It was really awesome. I also got into a little bit of kickboxing and Muay Thai at Fairtex, which ironically was this building
that
you bought. Yep. So it's a little bit weird, but it's a good thing.
Yep.
And that's how I kind of got into it, and it just really struck a chord with me, and it really resonated with me that it's something that I really like to do.
That's great. So now how do you take what you love about boxing, and how do you apply that to a client of yours that's just looking for fitness, let's say?
I think boxing specifically, it really tends to empower people a little bit more than just regular training.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing a bench press, I'm not knocking regular training. I think it's awesome. But I think boxing just gives it that extra little element that I think some people really like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really empowering. It builds a lot of self-confidence and self-esteem, especially in younger athletes. And I think it's a really good segue into life itself in general. I think it's just great, and I think people get really a lot out of it.
Yeah, so tell me a little more then about what would a typical boxing session look like? What type of things would you do with someone in a boxing session so people can have an idea of what you're talking about?
Sure. Typical boxing session, if it's a one-on-one client, I'm really going to tailor that session to that client specifically. But in general, we usually start out with just like a general warm-up, jumping rope, shadow boxing, getting all the right movements going in the beginning. Start out with that. Then we move on to more of our partner drills, mitt work, partnering you up with somebody else, and you could punch with them, they could punch with you. It's not like you're fighting or anything. One person has a pair of mitts and one person has the gloves, and you kind of trade off. We also do a lot of bag work. We have a double end bag, which is a little more speed work oriented, and we have heavy bags, it's a little more power oriented. And we also do a lot of footwork drills, because if you don't have the footwork in boxing, nothing else really matters. It's like building a house. You need that really strong foundation to put the studs on and really get a really strong foundation to build a really good house.
Yeah, I like that analogy. So you do some technique work, both the footwork and sort of what the upper body technique work of throwing punches and jabs, but you're either doing them, shadow boxing means you're just doing them in the air, so to speak?
Absolutely. It's kind of, shadow boxing, you're basically doing it in front of the mirror.
Okay.
Or you could also do it when you get better, you kind of come away from the mirror so you can kind of feel your body in space. But I like to train everybody in front of a mirror for the first couple months just so you can get a sense on where they are in space.
Okay. And then the mitts is when they're hitting sort of contact with somebody's hands that have mitts, so they're getting a little bit of impact, but they're still working the technique.
Exactly.
And I would imagine for people that are just looking for fitness, there's sort of a safety concerns, and maybe people are intimidated potentially by boxing because they think of, oh, is it safe? But in the way you're talking about, it's pretty safe to do that way?
Absolutely. I think the biggest misconception people think about boxing is, oh, do I have to get into a ring? Am I going to get hit? Am I going to get injured? The way I like to train people is, you give me what you can give me. I'm not going to try to push you out of your comfort zone. So if you just want to stick with some mitt work and some bag work, that's great with me. 90% of my clients don't want to fight. They just want to get really fit, but they don't want to do the traditional gym work that everybody else is doing. They want something a little bit something different.
Yeah, so why do most of the clients choose boxing with you? Like, what are their motivations to choose to do a boxing session with you?
I think many of them, they just have always wanted to do it, but they just really never had the chance. Mm-hmm. And boxing gyms, traditional boxing gyms, can be kind of intimidating, mm-hmm. I'll be quite honest. Mm-hmm. But when you step into Evolution Shoes, it's really a non-threatening or non-intimidating place. Mm-hmm. In my mind. So people can kind of look at it and they kind of see me training over there doing boxing, goes, oh, that looks kind of cool. It looks like I could do that. Mm-hmm. It's something that's attainable. It's not like something that you watch from afar and you're saying, I wish I could do that, but I never can.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a good point, because I feel like there's boxing and then there's like kickboxing, like the kickboxing classes, which really almost more like an aerobics class in a way, with obviously some very technical moves and stuff, but really different from boxing. And I feel like the type of training you do sort of is in between, because it's not boxing like what people think of, which is that intimidating, you're maybe hitting people. It's in a really serious gym where people are real boxers there, and if you don't know what you're doing, you might be like, oh, people are going to laugh at me.
Totally.
But it's not a class where you're just moving around the whole time. You're really working on solid technique and proper mechanics, being sure you're staying safe. Is that right?
I'm a big stickler on teaching somebody how to box without getting them injured. You go to a lot of cardio kickboxing classes or a lot of cardio boxing classes that are just go, go, go. I don't care about your technique. They're just getting basically a cardio session in. I can do that on a treadmill or a rowing machine or anything else. You're not really learning a quote-unquote skill. I like to train people like they're going to box. Now, that's up to them if they want to do that or not, but it's not up to me to kind of push them into that.
Right.
So I'm a really real stickler on footwork and teaching the proper mechanics to defend yourself and to, you know, look the part. You'll look like a real boxer. It's up to you how far you want to take it.
That's great, though. I love the fact that you're trying to make it less intimidating, because it is a good, I mean, let's face it, it's not a bad life skill to have.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hopefully we don't ever have to use it, but...
But you got that in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think the point you made early on is it's different and it's fun and it's not just your typical, you know, lift weights and do sort of your traditional exercise, but it spices things up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, like I said before, it builds a lot of self-confidence and it's very empowering. You know, I've had clients before that are, I've had one in particular client, this female client I've had, she trained with me for about 3 years. And when I first met her, she was very shy, very timid, just very reserved, didn't really want to put herself out there. By the end of our 3 years in training, she turned out to be a really good boxer. And it totally changed her demeanor. She wasn't afraid of anything. If she wanted something, she'd go out and get it. It wasn't, it really changed her personality.
That's amazing.
Better, for the better.
I love that. Yeah, give her confidence. And I mean, I think training and fitness in general helps people feel more confident, but I could see how mastering a skill like that, and especially a skill that sort of owns your own power and owns your own strength, would be particularly empowering.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than coming in, walking into a room and feeling confident and holding your head high and say, hey, I'm here and I'm here to stay.
Yeah. I love that. I love what you're doing. So let's talk about some other myths or misconceptions people might have about boxing. One thing is, how old is too old for someone to get involved in a boxing program?
Well, if you could stand up and you could put your hands up, you're good to go. I mean, I don't look at age as a limiting factor. I think if you're, you know, you can move a bit and you have some mobility and you have the wherewithal to want to learn, I think I could pretty much teach anybody 8 to 80.
8 to 80, I like it. Well, that was my next question. How young is too young?
Of course, they have to be a little bit coordinated.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to, you know, you got to crawl before you walk.
Right.
So I don't like to teach them below, you know, 7 or 8 years old. I think it's a little bit
And probably
soon.
Attention span as well,
yeah,
being able to kind of follow direction and stay present.
Absolutely. And with my younger clients as well, I try to make it as fun as possible. I try to make a game out of it instead of being so strict and so rigid with my technique and just... have them have fun.
Exactly. Well, I think also at that age of the younger, you know, 10, 12 years old, I think boxing is a great way to learn body control and kind of connect with your own body weight, body mechanics. You're not necessarily lifting weights, but you're learning to move effectively. And that can cross over to all kinds of sports and fitness activities throughout your life.
Absolutely. I think especially with the younger athletes, the day and age we live in right now, especially in this area, you know, with social media and extracurricular activities and school, it's just a big stress on these kids, especially when they start to get into high school. Mm-hmm. And I think boxing can be a really good outlet for these kids to kind of channel their energy in a positive direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a really, really big part of boxing in general and the way I like to teach kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's I really want to empower them, but I don't want them to be afraid of it either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good for these kids nowadays to channel their energy into something positive and something worthwhile.
I love that. Well, and you mentioned this day and age and in this area and all the technology for all of its benefits. Obviously, it's very well known now how much that can affect you know, people's level of fitness, or especially at a young age as kids, if they're not involved in sport or some kind of activity, the amount of sitting and non-play time in their life really can have a profound effect on their overall fitness and posture. And so getting involved in something that they like, that is fun, that gives them some additional benefits so that they're motivated to try some new things, I think could be really great for kids.
Absolutely. And it just teaches life skills in general. You know, when you're boxing, you're not on the computer, you've got to get one-on-one and down and dirty with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're face-to-face, skin-to-skin. So I think that has a lot of positive effects on children as well, because we don't always get that face-to-face time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not with their teachers. Their parents are busy. They're working all the time. They're there with their nanny or their babysitter, or, you know, they don't really get that one-on-one social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And boxing is another thing that does that. It really teaches good life skills and not just the physical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, even when you're doing the mitts and you're trading off who's hitting on the mitts, I mean, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that goes into that. You
Absolutely.
Have to coordinate with another person. And if you're just learning how to communicate with someone more face-to-face, those nonverbal cues would be an important thing to learn as well.
Absolutely. And I think it teaches a lot of respect for the coach and the athlete as well. You know, there's that bond that goes along with training with somebody over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You get that special connection that they really don't get from anywhere else. So I think it's that connection, especially connecting with children and youth, is really important in this day and age.
I love that. I couldn't agree more. I think it's a great thing that you're doing. Anything else you want to add? How can someone get involved? What's maybe a first step somebody could take?
I'm really looking for somebody who's really interested in it. I don't want somebody that's just going to, I want to try this out and see if I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want somebody that's, you know, kind of thought about it for a while and say, hey, I'd really like to try this out. Not necessarily step into a ring, like I said before, but I really want to see what I have and see if I could accomplish this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of an intimidating endeavor to embark upon. But once you kind of put your toe in the water and test it, you might kind of like it.
Yeah. So think of it more as a commitment to kind of learning a skill and sort of seeing where it can go, versus just, I'm going to do this once or twice as a supplement to my sort of cardio workout. You're
Absolutely.
Actually learning a skill and investing in a program that both could change your body and, as we talked about, your personality, you know, and your confidence level as well.
Absolutely. And I have some clients that do, you know, maybe 3 sessions with me a week. One of those sessions, we'll do a strength training day, we'll do a boxing day, and then we'll do a metabolic day. So it doesn't have to be all boxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of another thing to kind of spice it up a little bit.
That's what the title was today.
Absolutely.
Spice up your workouts with boxing. Great. Any last comments before we wrap up today?
I would just encourage everybody to take a look at it. And I think the biggest misconceptions is you don't have to get into a ring. You don't have to fight somebody. It's all at your own pace. So it's nothing to be intimidated about. And I think once you try it, you might like it.
That's great. Well, you can find out more about Sean on our website at evolutiontrainers.com. I know he currently has 2 boxing classes a week, Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings. He also has some one-on-one options for you if you want to learn more about that. And thanks, Sean. That was great. Look forward to talking to you more down the road. And thanks, everyone, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ashley.